The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Fivizzano, the historical center and the Medici sites. It is not surprising that Fivizzano is often called the Little Florence of the Lunigiana. In fact, despite the scars left by the last war and the devastating earthquake of 1920, walking through its streets and main squares, you can still see the indelible signs of a deep connection with the Florence of the Medici. We start our journey from the ancient walls that once surrounded the city. Today, visitors can still walk along part of these imposing fortifications near Porta Modenese. Who would have thought that these sturdy bastions would be immortalized in one of the works of art inside Palazzo Vecchio? Even before entering the town, you can admire one of the most important symbols of the link between Florence and Fivizzano. Documents tell us that, although the reconstruction of the walls was planned by Lorenzo the Magnificent, it was only under Duke Cosimo I that the work was carried out using the most modern defense techniques. The walls, so strategic that they were depicted by Giorgio Vasari in the Hall of Cosimo I, are depicted while Fivizzano, in the form of a kneeling old man, expresses his gratitude to the Duke for his protection and for the construction of the walls. It is no coincidence that the famous Piazza Medicea is in the center of the town, dominated by a large sandstone basin dating back to the mid-16th century, curiously financed by the proceeds of the Appalto degli Stracci, the tax imposed by the Florentine government on old rags sold for use as paper. The basin, made of stone from the Tuscan Emilian Apennines, is decorated with white marble from the Apuan Alps. Transported to Fivizzano by Lizzatura and worked directly in the square. History tells us, however, that the link with Florence goes back much further, to the time of the Augustinians in the convent of San Giovanni. At the end of the 14th century, on the site of today's Gerini Library, a convent was founded with close ties to Florence and, in particular, to the Church of Santo Spirito. This flourishing cultural environment welcomed, a few decades later, the curious suggestion of Jacopo, who, during his travels, had seen movable type for the first time and decided to bring this innovation to Fivizzano. It was 1472. For the first time, the printers Jacopo, Battista and Alessandro, defined as Comites in Amore Benigni, Companions in Love, completed one of the first printed books in the world, choosing Virgil's opera. A few steps away from the room, where some of the incunabula created by Jacopo and his friends are kept, there are the ruins of the Church of San Giovanni, today the seat of the Council of the Municipality of Fivizzano, but once a true Holy Cross of Fivizzano. The most illustrious member of the community were buried here, including Brother Leonardo da Fivizzano, whose splendid tomb is still visible. Leonardo, an Augustinian and great rival of Girolamo Savonarola, is depicted in his tomb lying on a bed of books, an image that speaks of knowledge and passion. Leaving the library and the Church of San Giovanni, our journey ends with a sight of a small marzocco, a lion at rest, symbol of the Republic of Florence, which from Fivizzano marked the beginning of the slow but inexorable entry of the Lunigiana into Tuscany. In this corner of history, past and present intertwine, telling stories of art, culture, and insoluble bonds that live on in the heart of Fivizzano.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigerik Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.